Okay, nothing heard. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net, calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Bravo 1 Romeo Alpha Yankee. My name is Mark and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins. And when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have questions for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the tips net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements and upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say "this is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then, slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. Let me reset once more. Again, this is KB1RAY. My name is Mark, and I'm your net control station for the evening. During the check-in, please cue the repeater, say "this is." Release the mic button, listen to ensure the frequency is clear, and then go ahead. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come slowly.
Here is Kilo Zero Juliet Echo Bravo. Josh in Groton, no questions.
This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston, no questions at this time.
Okay, this is KB1RAY. I have the following station, K0JEB and K1DCT. Any additional check-ins, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. My apologies for the shaky start here. I was not planning on being net control, but I couldn't find Kevin, so we're doing the best we can. I should have probably read through the script a little bit more. Let's see. We'll do the first round here. We'll start off with K0JEB. Thank you for joining the net tonight. And do you have any comments?
KV1RAY, K0JEB. Let's see. Well, today I managed to get a 80-meter inverted V dipole up in the backyard. It's not very high off the ground at all. The peak where the V starts is about, I'd say, 35 feet up. And then I've got two plastic buckets with the ends of the elements tied to the plastic handles, and I got some dirt in them, and they're spaced out on probably say maybe a 100-degree angle, so to speak. Just kind of looks like a slight teepee going from the ground up. Managed to make a few contacts earlier this afternoon on 80 meters, so that was kind of nice. I checked into some net called the Green Mountain Net, I believe. So that's pretty much what I got done today. Still fighting this toothache, so I'll send it back to net control. It's K0JEB.
Okay, well, the setup sounds simple but effective. I think as long as you're not going to walk into it, it should work just fine. Let's see, I'll go, let's go over to K1DCT. Any comments for the net?
Hey, good evening, Mark, Josh. Yeah, kind of a small gathering here. I looked at the clock and was looking for the email that said who was who for what night, and I couldn't find it, so I blew it away. But it wouldn't be out of the question if I had, because I took the nights that I had signed up for and wrote them on a calendar here in Ham Shack. So thank you, Mark, for taking a net. If this was not your scheduled night, I was about to jump in there myself. But very good. We'll build it up here. And Josh, good to hear you got 80-meter dipole. Not sure what it's cut for, but if you want to try it out, we could, after the net, go over to 75 meters and see if it plays okay. But yeah, I think you know, you gotta live with what you can get, and you know, sometimes 30 feet, well, at night, 75 meter phone, probably be quite all right. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, yeah, with my limited space here, I don't get on 75 very often, so I do hope Josh can fill in for me and have a lot of fun on it. As far as the net controls here, the last list that I got was on the 6th, and that's why I did a quick call for Kevin earlier because he was on the list here. I don't have any designated dates because of my my current schedule. I just I volunteered to be the backup if I'm on the airwaves at the time, and luckily I got home a little bit earlier than I was planning on today. Today was one of the later days here, so I had the opportunity to turn the radio on. let's see. I did forget to mention that I don't think anyone had any questions for the net, but let's see if we can get some more people and maybe a question or two here. If I can locate the script. Let me reset first. Okay, I found it. It was hiding on me. This is KB1RAY with the Tri-City Tips Net. Looking for any additional check-ins. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I guess it will be kind of a quick net. Let me just do a real quick second round just to be sure. let's see. Let's go back over to K0JEB. Any final comments tonight?
Thanks, Mark. It's K0JEB. You know, I think I can squeeze a question out. We definitely have some time, and I think it's a small gathering. Tim's still down in North Carolina, I think, and Bob was traveling to San Diego this week for work, so I don't think we're going to hear from him for a couple days. So I'll throw a question out there. I know that the higher I can get my my dipole, the better. And I unfortunately wasn't able to get a good enough reception to actually check into the CT phone net this afternoon. I was able to hear a couple of the fellows that checked in, but the net control, I could barely read. There was too much QRN on the band. But I was wondering if either of you guys have attempted to make a one-to-one ballon using solid copper wire. What I mean by a one-to-one ballon is I found a video online. A guy makes a one-to-one ballon using an air core. He actually wraps it around something and then slides the core out, and then excuse me, then you know, puts it inside a tube and seals it up and everything. I was wondering if anybody's tried making anything like that, or if they just did what I'm thinking about doing and just trashing it and going and buying one that's already made. So KB1RAY, K0JEB.
Okay, well, I do thank you for the question. Unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of experience with HF antennas, and antennas in general are not my strong point. So I'll defer over to K1DCT. Go ahead.
Josh, well, I'm going to make some assumptions here that you're talking about making a one-to-one balance for your 80 meters/75, not sure where you cut it for. And obviously it must be fed with coax if you're looking at a one-to-one balance. In my opinion, for whatever that is worth, you really don't need one. I have built several 4-to-1 balance to use a match 50 or more transmitter to something fed with open wire or 450 ohm. So I've never built a 1-to-1. For the price of them, I've seen them online. For the price of them, in my opinion, you want a 1-to-1 gallon to put in your coax, feed your dipole. You know, unless you've got all this stuff laying around, it's probably easier just to buy one. Again, back to my original statement, dipole cut for a certain frequency. Unless you're getting some sort of problem, really no need, in my opinion. K1 DCK. Sorry about that.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see what we can do here. I do recognize KA6PDG. It's coming in a little bit scratchy, but I was able to basically understand you are on a new radio now. Let's see. While I'm here, let me do a call up and let's see if there's anybody else. This is KB1RAY in the Tri-City TipsNet. Looking for additional stations. Please call now.
This is Whiskey 1 Julia Oscar Papa with no questions, just listening, W1GOP.
Okay, very good. We do also recognize W1JOP. Before we go back to Josh to see how the answers are working for him, let me get some quick comments from our two new check-ins here. KA6PDG, thank you for joining us tonight. Hopefully you can hear us a little better than we can hear you. Do you have any comments?
Well, I don't want to hold you up from fielding Josh's question there, but I guess I get the technical difficulty of the month award. For some reason, I turned the radio. I remember I mentioned, I don't know if you were around, that I apparently had the PLD code on for a couple of weeks. They're just on this channel, just on this memory channel. Well, all of a sudden, it's in a mode that it would not hear the repeater if there was a PL being transmitted. It would only hear the repeater when nobody was transmitting and there was no PL. I started fiddling with buttons. Never a good idea. I think I was transmitting digital signals all over the place. I finally had to get out the manual. as Josh knows, this, as I say, this radio is rocket science. So I'm on the VFO. I'm not even on a memory channel, but it looks like I'm hitting the repeater. Sorry about the scratchy signal. I don't want to hold you from Josh. I just wanted to say thank you for taking the net. I apologize for the problem, and go ahead and finish up with Josh. I agree. A dipole, if it's functioning properly, should not need a balance. So I wonder if Josh might have something else going on with his dipole, and maybe, I don't know if he's checked all the connections. Okay, 6PDG, back to net control. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, well, we did get bits and pieces of that. You are, like I said, kind of scratchy. I'm not sure if it's the radio. You kind of sound like you're making the repeater just fine. Like, it's not kind of noise. It kind of sounds like the radio itself. I turned on my radio and didn't hear anyone, so I did do a call out looking for you. So I didn't just steal your thunder or anything. So I'm glad to be able to help, though. Let me go down the list here over to W1JOP. Do you have any comments tonight?
Yeah, it actually sounded like Kevin was making the repeater full clot. Well, not full clotting, but good signal into the repeater. It sounded like he was off frequency a little bit, but that's my opinion. Anyway, just got in from work. Ate a little dinner and just chilling the rest of the night. And that's about it. Back to net. This is W1JOP.
Okay, well, I have to agree. It does kind of sound like the N1NW repeater does, where he's just a little bit off. I think I was able to hear him a little bit better when his voice volume was a little bit lower. So I'm not sure if that's at all, but hopefully we'll get it figured out. Let's see. Let's go back over 2K0JEB. Do you have any additional comments or questions? Go ahead.
2K0JEB. Go ahead. You didn't forget about me. To answer some of the one of the questions he was asking me. What antenna I was looking to make it for. I don't have one on the 80 meter dipole, but I was actually trying to make a 1-to-1 balun for my my 40 meter dipole that's in the attic. It's going, being fed by coax and straight to the wires there. I want to try and eliminate the RF feedback that I'm getting down here by the radio and the computers and everything. It seems that at 7.250 megahertz, also seems to be a good frequency to disrupt all USB communications on my computer with the RF coming back down the line. So that's where I stand with that. But I think I am just going to go the route and buy one. They're not too expensive. I tried making one, but I couldn't get the SWRs to go anywhere near under 3. So as far as the 80-meter dipole I have outside, I have it cut for 3.8 10 or well, maybe a little bit higher than that. I basically centered it around the 3.8 to 4.0 that I'm allowed to use in the band, because I only have a general, so I can't really go any lower on the phone side, and I'm using a thin speaker wire, so I don't get enough bandwidth to go all the way down to the Morse code, the CW data side. So anyway, I don't really have any other comments or questions. I guess I'll send it back to you, Mark. KB1RAY, it's K0JB.
Okay, very good. And yeah, definitely keep checking into to the nets here and letting us know how you're doing with the setup. Sorry about that. let me do a real quick call up, and then we'll move on to the second part of the net here. This is still KB1RAY and the Tri-City TIPSnet. Looking for additional stations or any stations with additional questions or comments, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's see, we'll move on to the second part of the net here. Are there any stations with any announcements or items of interest? Please call now.
K0JB with an announcement.
Okay, K0JEB, go ahead.
It's K0JB, just a reminder of the Tri-City auction coming up on October 27th at the Gales Ferry Fire Station. It'll be Saturday, October 27th. Doors open to the sellers at 8 a.m. and bidding starts at 10 a.m. Look forward to seeing everybody there. So K0JB, back to net.
Okay, very good on that announcement. Always good to repeat it. Don't want to forget. let's see, K1DCT, I believe you said you had an announcement as well. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mark. K1DCT, just a reminder, this Sunday is the Nutmeg Ham Fest, basically the Connecticut convention, if you will, up at in Meriden. Look up Nutmeg Ham Fest online, and you can find out all the details. It's not big. It's not Boxborough, but it'll get you out there, and maybe you'll find something you need, want, sell, etc. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, very good. And yeah, I always forget about the ham fest in the area. I know they happen pretty much every year, but I never write it down for the next year to try and get to one of them. I actually haven't heard too much down this way as far as that one goes. So I don't know if anyone's going to it, but if there are, I hope they have a good time. With that, let's see. I will not lose my script again, hopefully. And we'll go over to the third section of the net. Are there any stations with any items to sell or swap? Or are any stations looking for any specific items? Please call now.
K0JB with an item for sale.
And K6PDG if my audio is better.
Okay, I've got K0JEB. And KA6PDG, you are much better. Let's go over to K0JEB. Go ahead with the information on your item.
K0JB, I currently have a copper J-pole set for 2 meter 440 for sale, asking $10, and it does not have any coax connector on it. It's got two clamps. No coax is included. Just the J-pole. Price is negotiable. It's K0JB back to net.
Okay, very good. And let me go over to Kevin, and then we'll see if anyone has any comments or questions or offers or whatever. KA6PDG, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Apparently I was off frequency by about 6 kilohertz, so it looks like this cleaned it up. I was laying back waiting for you to put out another call for announcements, but I just wanted to, for the benefit of those who might be out there in radio land listening, a reminder of the Ham Radio Breakfast every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Uncasville Diner on Route 32 in Uncasville, Connecticut. All amateurs are welcome. If you're within the sound of my voice, as they used to say, bring a friend, bring your spouse, whatever. It's a good time. It's informal. And the food is good. That's important. 9 to 11, Saturday mornings. Every Saturday morning at the Uncasville Diner. K6PDG, back to net.
This is KB1RAY with the Tri-City TipsNet, and my apologies to you, Kevin. This is my first time running the net, and I probably should have prepared a little bit better. But yeah, you do sound just fine now, and yeah, I don't have an ending to that one. Let's see, are there any stations with any comments or questions for K0JEB regarding his item for sale? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to try and go back to sticking with the script here. This is KB1RAY, Net Control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. And that was the last call. If we have no further check-ins, I'll go ahead and close the net. Thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to those who stood by while we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Service Center at 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. Now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is KB1RAY. Good evening and 7-3.
KB1RAY, K6PDG, you did a superb job, Mark. I wasn't criticizing you. I actually was able to listen to the net through my headphones because I have the recording receiver on a different antenna, and that's a scanner. Even I can't screw up a scanner. Thanks, Mark. Have a good night, KA6PDG.
KA6PDG, K0JUB.
Now let's see if Mark wants to reply or not.
KB1RAY, yeah, we had a little bit of a double there, but yeah, not a problem running the net. I promise to be a little more prepared next time, maybe. I'm going to say 7-3 and go get something to eat. KB1RAY, actually, yeah, K0JEB, KB1RAY, 7-3.
Yes, Master.
Two things. One, anybody can make a mistake. It's whether or not you learn from it. That's the important thing. And number two, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. So hopefully that put a smile on your face. I was talking about food and I was making fun at the same time. Now, seriously, just wanted to double check so you're okay with the recording for this evening, because I did record it just in case.
Give me a sec here, I'll double check.